Blessed is the one who has decked the sky with constellations and placed in it a lamp and a shining moon. He is the one who has caused the night and the day to succeed each other. For him who desires to learn a lesson or desires to render thanks. True servants of the compassionate are those who walk on the earth in humility. And when the ignorant people address them, they say, Peace. Who pass the night prostrating before their Rabb and standing in prayers. Who say, Our Rabb, ward off the punishment of hell from us, for its punishment is atrocious. Certainly it is an evil abode and an evil resting place. Who when they spend are neither extravagant nor stingy, but keep the balance between those two extremes. Who do not invoke any other god besides Allah, nor kill any soul which Allah has made sacred, except for a just cause. Nor commit fornication. He that does this shall be punished for his sin, and his punishment shall be doubled on the day of resurrection, and in disgrace he shall abide forever, except the one who repents, becomes a true believer, and starts doing good deeds. For then Allah will change his evil deeds into good, and Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. He that repents and does good deeds has truly turned to Allah with good turning. Those are the ones who do not bear witness to falsehood, and if they ever pass by futility, pass with dignity. Who, when reminded about the revelations of their Rabb, do not turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to them, who pray, Our Rabb, make our wives and our children to be the comfort of our eyes, and make us leaders of the righteous. Such are the ones who will be rewarded with the lofty places in paradise for their patience, wherein they shall be welcomed with greetings and salutations. They shall live forever in that excellent dwelling and excellent resting place. O Muhammad, say, My Rabb does not care at all if you invoke him or not. Now that you have rejected his revelations, soon you will face the inevitable punishment.